This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Iranian tanker caught in a standoff between Tehran, Britain, and the U.S. set sail Monday, despite a U.S. request to detain the vessel further. Reuters' Mia Warmersley reports.
The Grace 1, renamed the Adrian Daria 1, left Gibraltar around 2100 GMT on Sunday, according to shipping data. It showed that the vessel was heading to Kalamata in Greece. Just hours before its departure, the British territory rejected a U.S. request to detain the tanker further. The Grace 1's detention ended last week, but a federal court in Washington on Friday issued a warrant for its seizure, that of the oil it carries, and nearly $1 million, on the grounds that it had links to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which it says is a terrorist organization. Gibraltar said on Sunday it couldn't comply because it was bound by EU law.
That's Reuters' Mia Warmersley reporting. Dozens are dead, nearly 200 wounded after the Islamic State group's Afghan branch says it bombed a wedding hall in Kabul. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. President Ashraf Ghani condemned the overnight attack as an inhumane act, saying that he has summoned an extraordinary security meeting to review and prevent such security lapses. A VOA spoke with Dr. Sumit Ganguly, a political science professor and South Asia expert at Indiana University.
This is a colossal tragedy, and it underscores the fact that ISIS has a foothold in Afghanistan, which is deeply disturbing for the entire subcontinent, given the presence of very large Muslim communities in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and even a sizable Muslim community in Sri Lanka. So the ripple effects will be felt throughout the region.
63 people were killed. This is VOA News. Several frantic migrants jumped off their Spanish rescue boat into the Mediterranean Sunday as the open-arms vessel desperately looked for a safe port. The migrants jumped into the sea and started swimming toward Italy's Lampedusa island. Open-arms crew members jumped in after them and brought them back on board. The open-arms, with its 107 migrant passengers, is docked off the coast, as Italy's hardline interior minister Matteo Salvini refuses to let the ship dock. Open Arms has been at sea for 17 days. Protesters rallied in Hong Kong again Sunday as anti-government demonstrations, now in their 11th week, continue. VOA's Michael Sullivan reports that the protests were first sparked by an extradition bill, but now broadly aimed at maintaining Hong Kong's special status with China.
Braving the rain in a scene reminiscent of the Umbrella Movement protests of 2014. Now it's about an extradition bill with China that protesters say undermines Hong Kong's legal system. The bill was suspended but not withdrawn, and they worry that it could be reinstated. This 17-year-old girl was too young 5 years ago, but now has joined the protests.
And if the extradition law is passed, then we will really forever lost our freedom in Hong Kong. And that's why when I have the ability this time, I want to stand up and protect Hong Kong.
Last week's protests at the airport led to canceled flights and stranded passengers. Some say it hurt the movement. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Trump administration officials and Democratic lawmakers are reacting differently to speculation that there may be a recession looming in the United States. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
Economists warn that a recession may be coming. In August, stock markets in the United States suffered their worst losses of the year before a slight rebound this past week. At the center of it all, President Donald Trump's trade war with China. Sunday on ABC's This Week, the president's top trade official, Peter Navarro, said the economy would be fine.
We're going to have a strong economy through 2020 and beyond with a bull market, and here's why. If Congress rises above partisan politics, we should have passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. This is, without hyperbole, the largest trade deal ever in history. It's also going to give us hundreds of thousands of more jobs.
Despite nonstop claims that Beijing bears the financial brunt, President Trump recently delayed imposing some of the latest tariffs on Chinese goods until after the holiday shopping season in December. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.